Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're considering this idea that only one kingdom lasts forever, for the second time in the series, we considered this idea of prayer. Jesus is walking through the Sermon on the Mount. This is the second time that he's talked about prayer. And just so by way of revision, we kind of went back and we said, okay, let's just remind ourselves about what prayer first is not. And we went back and revisited Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus teaches us that prayer is not an audition, right? It's not something that we do to be seen by others. So other people would say, look how devoted they are. And not only is it not an audition, it's not a competition. Jesus says, some people are going to pray and they're going to heap up empty phrases, thinking that they'll be heard for their many words. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but sometimes when some people pray, I think, man, I need a dictionary, like to know exactly what it is that they're saying. So prayer is not an audition. It's not a competition. Rather, prayer is a relationship. And in Matthew 7, the passage that we looked at on Sunday, Jesus said, look, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, and you, comparatively to God, right, are evil, how much more is your Heavenly Father going to be able to do? And just one of the most revolutionary things Jesus ever said was that when he referred to God as Father, you know, in their culture, they just thought God was so high, and he is. One of the flaws in our culture today probably is that we don't respect God enough, but, you know, in Hebrew world, they wouldn't even say God's name. This word here that Jesus uses when he prays Father is the word Abba. It's our word for dad. And so the relationship really is just exemplified in requests. And you know, that's how relationships work, right? The request that you make is really dependent on the depth of the relationship. If you're going up an elevator with somebody and you look at them, you can say, hey, do you know what time it is? If they have a watch on, but you're not going to say, hey, I like your jacket. Can I try it on? Because there's not enough relationship there. So we don't have a business relationship with God that's based on what we do. We have a family relationship with God that's based on who I am, right? So a business relationship is conditional. A family relationship is unconditional. A business relationship is based on performance. A family relationship is based on identity and bloodlines. And so I think what this tells us is a lot of us have a business relationship with God. If you think about like a landlord, right? We think about, well, I'm paying the rent. I'm showing up on Sundays and I'm doing the right things. God, I put a dollar in the giving box every now and then. So I'm paying the rent. So what? So God's got to maintain. He's got to maintain your property. And what happens in that is I just think a lot of us think we're Christians and we're not, because we think things like, hey, God, you know, I've been paying the rent here and you're not living up to your end of the bargain. Have you ever been around somebody who's late on rent, by the way? What do? They have the tendency to avoid the landlord, right? And I think for a lot of us, really the proof in our relationship with God is, number one, are we avoiding him because we don't feel like we've been doing the right things lately? Or are we angry because he's not answering our prayers the way we want? See, in a business relationship, both you think, and God have to maintain your acceptance. But in a family, you're accepted. Therefore, you want to give, you want to perform, you want to love. But the scriptures say things like, behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us that we're called the children of God. And it's not always this way, but I think in prayer, a lot of times there should be some behold kinds of moments. You don't ever look at your check at the end of the week when, you know, from wherever it is that you work, you don't ever look at that check and go, behold, right? Because you earned that check. But with God, you realize that he just gives to us. So what do? Well, the passage says that we should ask, seek and knock, and it'll be open to you. One way we can do that is through what you're doing right now, through listening to the Drivecast. I mentioned on Sunday that my life group leader encouraged us to set a timer to pray for 10 minutes. You'll be amazed at how difficult that is to stay focused in prayer just for 10 minutes. The other thing the passage says is that the gate is narrow that leads to life, right? Just prior to that verse, it said, whatever you want others to do to you, you do to them. This is all the law and the prophets. So what we do in prayer when we pray for other people, no strings attached, we don't get anything back for it. there's this sense of we get to be involved in the activity of God in other people's lives. So there's this sense of behold, there's not the sense of, well, I've been paying the rent, you know. There's not this sense of, man, I'm just a Christian because I'm afraid of what could happen to me after I die. No. Jesus prayed from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they do. And the thief on the cross, he hears that prayer and it's transformational in his life. He says, Lord, remember me today. That's a prayer that I believe God always answers. Pray today, Lord, remember me today. I'm going to pray for us and then give you the opportunity to pray. Lord, we pray that you would remember us today, that your face would be turned towards us, that, Lord, we would lean into you, that we would rely on you, that we would love you because of the way that you've loved us. God, we ask you to work not only in our lives, but in the lives of our families, our children, our spouses, the person maybe, God, that we're dating, Lord, our coworkers, that, God, we may see your goodness in the land of the living. Lord, we are so grateful for you. We're especially reminded of during this season. Now you take the opportunity to pray today.